Welcome, brave listeners, to Wilhelm Presents Frightening Tales. This story is rather special for me, as it's one of a number of dark tales I was introduced to in my grade 8 year of elementary school, which helped me fall in love with the creepy and the frightening. Today's tale is titled Spuds, written by Terry Runty, whose writing could be found in films, television, and your local book purveyor. Before he passed away, that is. Rest well, good sir, and thank you for this dark tale.
Consider for a moment the lowly potato, a lumpy grayish-brown root that has never enjoyed the romance so often associated with vegetables. It's not gracefully tapered and brilliantly colored like the carrot, nor does it hold lonely housewives in thrall like the versatile cucumber. It's just a humble, fleshy little tuber, nestled quietly in its bin, never making so much as a peep. Like me, if you ever met a potato on the street, you probably wouldn't give it the time of day. You can imagine my alarm when, while I was sitting in the main dining room of the Hasenpfeffer, my mashed potato spoke to me. The voice was a little garbled because of the extra schnitzel gravy, but it was definitely the potatoes talking. Psst! I looked down at my plate and blinked my eyes, as if they were causing some sort of audio hallucination.
Yeah, runt boy, you, listen a sec.
Who is that? I asked, prodding at the edge of the mound with my fork.
Yeah, it's me, your potatoes. Knock it off with the fork for about half a minute, will ya?
I set the fork down and looked toward the ladies' room. Susie, my girlfriend, had taken off for the powder room with a look of serious intent for about an hour before. God only knows what she did in there, but if I knew my little Susie, she'd be back just in time to order the single most expensive dessert item on the menu. Sometimes she would order two, or even an entree for dessert. I glanced down at the potatoes, and a moment of mutual understanding passed between us. Better to finish this little chat off before she returned.
It's, about Susie,
the Spuds continued.
Yeah, Susie?
I answered, transfixed.
Hell of a girl, nice keister, frisky. I like her a lot.
And, for a strange blurred moment, the potatoes almost seemed to smile. I like her, too. I was still getting used to this, so I just tried to keep the conversation going without upsetting the potatoes too much. Deep down in the pit of my stomach, I was beginning to suspect that would not be a good idea.
Then we agree that this Susie is a keeper, an A1 major piece of ordnance. Outstanding.
The potatoes had raised their voice for a second, and I looked around the dining room, expecting to see a few turned heads, but no one else could hear the potatoes. That's how it works in the movies. Warren Beatty comes back with the body of a potato, and only Jack Warden can hear him. But now I could hear all the potatoes in the restaurant. Most of them were screaming, of course, because they were being torn apart and eaten. Some of the untouched potatoes were shouting subliminal messages at whoever they were sitting in front of, trying to put them off of their lunch.
Salmonella,
shouted a boiled potato sitting next to a grilled salmon steak.
Roadkill,
hollered the potato pancakes, lying next to the sauerbraten. Then the forks and knives would descend, and the horrible screams would begin. As I cupped my hands over my ears, I heard the strangely serene voice of my mashed potatoes.
Look, Terry, relax. Those guys are just hamming it up. We potatoes get reincarnated the instant we die. And the great thing is, we always come back as another type of potato. All I ask is that when my time comes, you finish me off fast so I can hurry back. One of these times I'm gonna return as a bag of Cajun-flavored potato chips. God damn it, I love this job. But listen, Terry, the thing is, I wanted to tell you that I like Susie, and I think you should marry her.
Marry her? Are you nuts? I knew this would upset him, but I couldn't help myself.
She's my secretary, for Christ's sakes. Why should you give a shit who I marry? I mean, Jesus, you're a lousy plate of yams.
I am not a yam,
the potato shouted with remarkable authority. And for the first time in my life, I feared a side dish.
Don't you ever call me a yam. Look, kid, listen. First of all, you're not doing this for me alone. You're doing this for the mass, collective consciousness of all potato kind. Second, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You started this whole thing last weekend when you took Susie to that sleazy motel and started playing around with the instant mashed potatoes you ordered from room service. Kinky. Most people do that sort of thing with whipped cream or some such nonsense. You were the first person to treat us potatoes. So nice. Now that we've got a taste of her, we need you to keep our fantasy alive. Be a sport, Runtman. She's all we've got.
The potatoes had a sick, smug look to them, and suddenly I felt like some poor high school schmuck who just found out his girlfriend had taken on the football team. I started to say something when I saw Susie emerge from the ladies' room. Suddenly, the potatoes stopped screaming. Then, quietly at first, they started to hum the wedding march, the hellish chant slowly building in pitch. And my mashed potatoes were the loudest of them all.
Here comes the bride! Here comes the bride!
I grabbed the fork and went to work on the potatoes in front of me. They had asked for a quick death, but I just laid the mound open with my fork and let the gravy ooze out.
Ah, you bastard! You'll pay for this,
they shrieked.
I'll be there. I'll be there every time you order a bag of fries at McDonald's. Every time you open a can of Pringles, no matter where you turn, there'll be a potato, and one of them will have your name on it, you smug little shit. I'll bake in hell. You...
The last of the gravy had flooded my plate, dripping onto the tablecloth, but the other potatoes only sang louder, their strange lilting voices winding higher and higher like glee club at an insane asylum. I had to make them stop. Before it drove me mad, I turned to the next table and hurled a couple of plates of potatoes against the wall, cutting off their voices with two sickening thuds.
Can't you hear them?
I screamed, overturning a potato-laden table.
Can't you even hear the potatoes in front of you?
But now the music was drowned out by my voice. And it wasn't the wedding march. It was the theme from the newlywed game. I turned to look at Susie, who was standing there in a white dress, and suddenly it all fell together.
She was part of it. She was the one who started playing cement mixer with the potatoes in the first place. She had won them over to her side. And now they wanted me to marry Susie and live out their twisted fantasies.
I looked at Susie and imagined a life of expensive desserts and rambling post-sexual chatter about crystals. And then I lunged for her with the salad fork. It was hard work, but after a while, the singing died out. I let the prison chaplain come to hear my confession today. I'm not a religious guy, but, I've seen some pretty inexplicable things in my life, and you want to cover all your bases when you're about to go for a lounge on a 20,000-volt lazy boy. So I figured I'd oink a few sins to make the guy feel good. That he could forgive me for whatever crimes I'd committed against his God, who... And I really can't wait to see for myself, if I'm right on this, is probably an enormous, omniscient Idaho baker. As I shoved down my last forkful of lobster, he came in, looked at my plate, and offered to wait outside. "I don't want to interrupt your last meal," he said. "Oh, that's all right, Padre. I'm finished," I said. The priest nodded towards my leftovers, almost reverently. "Are you sure? You haven't even touched your potatoes."
Thank you, brave listeners, for being daring enough to make it this far through another frightening tale. You've been listening to Spuds, written by Terry Runty. If you're as attached to FrighteningTales.com as I am, why not show your support with one of our new shirts, available through the website's mercantile services. Send in a photo of you in your creepy wear and we'll be happy to share it on the site. Oh, and do tune in again next Friday for another frightening tale. If you're brave enough...